From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
Here we are voting for a ceasefire that could have saved lives days ago.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley, as the U.N. Security Council unanimously demanded Saturday that all parties in Syria implement a nationwide ceasefire for at least 30 days and lift sieges on the area, including eastern Ghouta. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley expressed her skepticism.
We look to the Assad regime's backers, especially Russia and Iran, to address what the Secretary General rightly called a, quote, hell on earth.
Plans to vote earlier in the week were repeatedly abandoned due to Russia's continued objections to elements of the text. The Democratic minority on the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee on Saturday released a response to Republican charges that the FBI and Justice Department have abused the law in their investigation of possible ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The Democrats' 10-page memo in partially redacted form calls an earlier Republican version a transparent effort to undermine the process. The Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, commented on that very memo last week.
We want it out because we think it is clear evidence that the Democrats are not only trying to cover this up, but they're also colluding with parts of the government to help cover this up.
Now, the Republicans contend that the FISA warrant that allowed the FBI to surveil Carter Page, a Trump campaign operative, was politically motivated. One of the revelations of the Democratic memo is that the four judges on the FISA panel who allowed the surveillance were all Republican-appointed judges. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said he's asked the Pentagon to stage a military parade in the nation's capital on Veterans Day. The president said he might change his mind about the parade if it costs too much. His own budget director, Mick Mulvaney, estimated the cost at anywhere between $10 and $30 million. The Central Committee of China's Communist Party has proposed removing term limits for the country's president and vice president from the Constitution, according to a report by the official Xinhua news agency. Currently, the Constitution says the president and vice president shall serve no more than two consecutive terms of 5 years. The charge would allow the Chinese president Xi Jinping to remain in office beyond 2023. He's been president already since 2013. South Korean officials say the North is open to talks with the United States despite the latest bellicose announcements from Pyongyang. The South Korean presidential office said that the comment was made in a meeting between President Moon Jae-in, as he met, and the North Korean delegation to the Winter Olympics, and that both sides agreed that the inter-Korean relations and North Korean-U.S. relations should go hand in hand. Earlier, a statement by the North's official news agency said the latest U.S. sanctions against North Korea constitute an act of war. Mexico President Enrique Peña Nieto canceled plans to visit the White House after what is said to have been a contentious conversation with U.S. President Donald Trump over Mr. Trump's border wall plans. The hour-long phone conversation apparently took place last Tuesday. According to the Washington Post, Peña Nieto wanted the U.S. leader to say publicly that Mexico would not pay for the building of the wall. But President Trump refused. About 15,000 protesters turned out on the streets of Tel Aviv on Saturday to voice their opposition to the deportation of African asylum seekers. The demonstration in South Tel Aviv was in the heart of the area where many Africans live after arriving in the city via the bus station located there. Over the past 12 years, about 40,000 Africans are estimated to have entered Israel illegally. Earlier this week, Israel began detaining African asylum seekers who refused to accept the deal that Israel had offered in encouraging them to leave, a $3,500 and a plane ticket to an African destination. Refusal to go could land them in jail indefinitely. And famed Bollywood actress Sri Devi, known for her many roles in Hindi films, died of a heart attack Saturday in Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates. She was 54 years of age. She was known for her roles in the 1990s in Indian Hindi romantic drama films. She began working in films as a child. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.